It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Monday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports Studio. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. Great weather, not so great results for a number of college basketball teams we care about. And we'll get into plenty of that today on the show. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. And while you're at it, make sure you're following us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650thefan. You'll find us. Just hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed as a result. What's not to like? Bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. That's where you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content, audio on demand, including the podcast of this show. We've got all the broadcast information right there smack dab on the homepage for Sunday's broadcast of Super Bowl 58. Pregame coverage going to begin at 1 on Sunday with kickoff at 5:30. The great partners we have at Westwood One Sports do an outstanding job. And looking forward to Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner's call of Super Bowl 58 between the Niners and Chiefs on Sunday. So I understand. I'll keep saying it. I know it's a made-for-TV event. But many of us out there, including yours truly, have had to work Super Bowl Sundays. Or perhaps, you know, you run out of wings, you run out of chips, you run out of beers, you got to make a run to the store. You shouldn't be watching your phone and watching the broadcast when you're driving. And instead, you know, tune into 1650 The Fan or listen to it in crystal clear FM in the Cedar Valley at 102.3 or take it anywhere you go. Who knows what you might have come up or got going on Sunday. Take the Super Bowl wherever you are with the Super with the 1650 The Fan app. All right, make sure that if you ever feel compelled to ask a question or have a comment for the program, to dial me up. Don't be shy. 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do so. Questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Send it along. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, here is what's on the agenda. We'll get to area sports news and scores in just a few short moments. Plenty to get to in the stack. Big weekend of postseason high school wrestling, among many other things. So that'll be a part of what we get to here shortly. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one. Get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this beautiful Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll come back in the second segment and be joined by Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice John Walters. You follow John on X at JW Cyclones TV. Got to talk about that just incredibly dramatic Iowa State loss at Baylor on Saturday night. Milan Momcilovic banks in a three at the buzzer. Everybody's going crazy. After further review, no bueno. Did not get that shot off in time. That the outstanding freshman, Milan Momcilovic. Cyclones come up short, 70-68 at then number 18, Baylor. And so we'll dig in on what genuinely was perhaps the most dramatic Big 12 game of the season. And that's saying something because, these are just heavyweight slugfests going on night in and night out throughout the Big 12. And what a game that was on Saturday night. We'll also look ahead to tomorrow night's game. The Cyclones right back at it tomorrow night at Texas. And although this Texas team is not in the top 25 right now, they're 4-5 in the Big 12. Still a really good, really talented team. And Cyclones, man, they would love to come out of this Texas trip 1-1. You would have taken that 100 times out of 100 going into this trip. So as tight as the Big 12 is, they're probably, I don't know if you could say that they have to have the game just because of how much the league is beating up on itself right now. It's going to be interesting to see just how much of that takes place the rest of the way here because we're into the back half or right around it of conference basketball. Crazy to think. Also, we'll get the itinerary from John for tonight's Cyclone Coach's Corner from 6:30 to 8. After the Cyclone Coach's Corner, we'll dump right into coverage just before tip-off of a big-time Big 12 men's basketball game tonight. It's fourth-ranked Kansas is playing at rival Kansas State. So right after the Coach's Corner is over at 8, we'll drop right into coverage of that game just before tip, and we'll be able to enjoy Jayhawks at Wildcats tonight here on The Fan. So after we're done with John in the next segment, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get you Radio Iowa Sports during that break, come back in the third segment, and have a smorgasbord of audio for you from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, Drake coach Darren DeVries, TJ Otzelberger, also 49ers quarterback, former Iowa State standout Brock Purdy, former Iowa standout Niners tight end George Kittle, and Brock Purdy's former coach, none other than Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell. So we'll see how much of that we can get to by the time we get to the third segment of today's show. But that's what's on the agenda after we're done. In that third segment, of course, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on a Monday and wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Monday. The Cedar Falls High School boys swimming team had a strong showing at its district meet Saturday in Mason City, finishing first with 490 points. Ankeny was runner-up with 465. Waterloo West placed 7th. Cedar Falls qualified 10 individuals for the state meet, as well as 3 relay teams. The state high school swimming championships take place Friday and Saturday in Iowa City. Don Bosco captured another state dual wrestling team tournament title on Saturday. The third-seeded Dons won their final 4 bouts to defeat top-ranked Al Burnett 45-31 in the 1A final Saturday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. It's the 4th straight state dual team title for Don Bosco, increasing its record total to 14. Here's how all area schools fared at the state duels on Saturday. In Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock placed 8th. In 2A, Independence finished 6th. And in 1A, besides Don Bosco finishing 1st, Nashua Plainfield was 4th, Jessup 5th, and Wapsie Valley was 6th. Tonight in Metro High School basketball, beginning with a boys' game, Waterloo Christian is at home against Olwine, and in a girl-boy doubleheader, Waterloo Columbus Catholic plays host to Applington Parkersburg. Should be a busy week of girls' high school basketball. Postseason gets started with first-round regional games in Class 1A, 2A, and 3A. Class 1A games start on Thursday. 2A and 3A games tip off on Saturday. Regional pairings for Class 4A and 5A schools will be released on Wednesday. The UNI wrestling team took down 17th-ranked West Virginia 26-12 yesterday at McLeod Center It's the second consecutive week that the Panthers have beaten a top 20 opponent after winning at number 19 Oklahoma last week. You and I won 7 of the 10 matches. The Panthers picked up 3 tech falls, including one from 184-pounder Parker Kekeisen. Who else? Kekeisen improved his record to 19-0 this season. You and I now 5-5 overall in dual meets, 4-1 in the Big 12. Iowa's Caitlin Clark continues to move closer to becoming the leading scorer in NCAA Division I women's basketball history. Clark had 38 points Saturday night in the Hawkeyes' 93-85 win at Maryland. She now has 3,462 career points, is just 66 away from breaking Kelsey Plum's D1 scoring record of 3,527. Iowa's next game is Thursday when the third-ranked Hawkeyes play host to Penn State. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side and be joined by the play-by-play voice of Iowa State men's basketball. John Walters joins. Make sure you're following him on X at JW Cyclones TV. Got to talk about that just wild Baylor loss on Saturday. Milan Momcilovic's banked in 3 at the buzzer. After review, no good. And then the Clones got to turn around tomorrow night and play at a really good Texas team. So plenty to talk about with John. That's next right here on a Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In NBA news, Kyrie Irving, who's been dealing with a thumb injury, and Luka Doncic, who's been dealing with an ankle injury, have both been upgraded to available for tonight's matchup against the 76ers. It will only be the 23rd time out of 50 games that the Mavs star duo has played together this season. Lakers say Jared Vanderbilt has been diagnosed with a foot sprain and will be reevaluated in approximately 3 to 4 weeks. Cavs guard Donovan Mitchell is the latest star to participate in the NBA All-Star three-point contest. He will be joining Damian Lillard, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Lauri Markkanen, and Malik Beasley. In Major League Baseball, shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and the Royals are in agreement on an 11-year, $288.7 million contract extension. And it is Super Bowl week. The 49ers are concerned about the condition of their practice field at UNLV after natural grass was laid down over artificial turf.
Even though you're not spending as much time in the car, don't miss a minute of Maximum Mornings. Tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan. You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Score great savings on your bathroom project now at Menards. Max has more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and showers to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Right now, get a Max Hanna White Corner Shower Kit with a brush nickel door for just $13.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Family YMCA is a great place for everyone's New Year's resolutions. Take a fitness class, swim some laps, shoot hoops, take a walk on the track, or exercise your heart and muscles in our wellness centers. Kids can learn to swim, play in the clubhouse, get involved in sports leagues, or have fun in our after-school programs. Give the gift of health this year for yourself, family, and friends. The Family YMCA, strengthening your mind, body, and spirit every day.
MidIowa Electric Motors and Equipment has over 20,000 square foot of warehouse inventory, making it the largest motor warehouse in North Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and now in Central Iowa. I'm Ryan Lehner. We are your leading source of replacement motors with more than 2,500 motors in stock. We also carry a variety of pulleys, capacitors, and belts. MidIowa's repair shops in Mason City and now in Kesley, Iowa, are capable to rebuild or replace your existing motors. Visit us online at MidIowa.com and on location at 16455 Lark Avenue, Mason City, and now in downtown Kesley, Iowa.
Broadway's must-see musical takes you into the heart of the remarkable true story of 7,000 stranded passengers and a small town in Newfoundland that welcomed them. Come From Away. Hailed as the best of the year across North America, Come From Away is a powerful celebration of humanity. Go see this gem of a musical. Come From Away.
Coming to Gallagher Blue Dorn February 9th and 10th. Tickets available at gbpac.com.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 29. Southeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 51. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 35. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. Isolated rain showers likely Thursday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Hey! Who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
55-54 Cyclones. Here's Walter putting it on the floor. Driving, knocked away by Lipsy. Cleared by Gilbert. Back ahead to Taman. Right hand layup, good. Taman Lipsy the run out after he got the steal at the other end, and a timeout called by Baylor.
Yeah, that was two of Taman Lipsy's 8 points as the Cyclones come up just short on the road at then number 18 Baylor on Saturday. Milan Momcilovic just seemingly adding to the Hollywood script of a freshman season that he's having. Banks in a three at the buzzer after review. Didn't quite make the cut. And Baylor sneaks away with a 70-68 win. And to break it down and look ahead to another really tough Big 12 game in the state of Texas tomorrow against the Longhorns, John Walters, the play-by-play voice, joins us now. John, thanks so much for being here. I mean, have you caught your breath yet since leaving the arena on Saturday night? What a game.
Yeah, it was a great game. And unfortunate for Iowa State that didn't quite get that shot off in time, but I think it says a lot about Milan Momcilovic and the confidence this coaching staff has in him, that they continue to go to him down the stretch in these games. He hit that big game winner against Houston, and he certainly has, stepped up in other moments and made big shots too. But, you know, he knocked it down. It just didn't quite get off in time, and Iowa State certainly did some great things, had that 20-0 scoring run in the second half and got back in the game. But, Baylor's fighting like crazy too, and they're a good team on their home floor, and they were able to pull it out. But a really good, hard-fought Big 12 game.
Baylor goes 12-23 from three, John. I mean, how much of that, looking back on that game, would you say, Iowa State's defense was a step slow versus, man, Baylor just had it, and you tip your cap to them?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's probably a little bit of both. You know, you got to make those shots, and they're certainly capable. I mean, they have a really good shooting team. They shot well over 40% from three in non-conference, and they had struggled a little bit once conference game had started, but they were certainly more than capable of rising up and hitting some threes. But to do it at better than 50%, 12-23 for the game. Oof. You know, Iowa State was okay from three, 5-14, not terrific, but that was all Keyshawn Gilbert. But, I think from an Iowa State perspective, the big thing was the free throws, you know, to go 19-32, and you really kick yourself on that end because, you know, those are points just waiting to be had.
Yeah.
And Iowa State left too many of those on the board. If they get a couple more of those points from the free throw line, they're in a great position to win that basketball game. But, you know, those things happen when you're tired and you played hard and expended a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And certainly they need to be able to step up to win these close games because I think, you know, you're going to have so many 1-2-3-point games in the Big 12 race that a lot of times it really does come down to those little things. Like you said, how well do you defend the three? How well do you make free throws? What's your turnover margin? You know, those little things will typically be the difference between winning and losing, and I think Iowa State can really look back at the free throw line and say, man, that's probably the biggest reason we lost that game.
Yeah, great point. John Walters, Cyclone Sports Network, play-by-play voice for Iowa State men's basketball, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. Cyclone Coaches Corner coming up with John from 6:30 to 8 tonight. We'll get the details on that a little later. John, as much as this game was certainly emblematic of just the heavyweight slugfest that happened basically night in and night out in the Big 12. It also struck me as a game that it had that NCAA tournament feel to it, just how dramatic it was. You pointed out the 20-0 run Iowa State went on, Baylor's countering, shooting the ball so well from three. Scott Drew gets ejected. The dramatics were peak, and you know they always deliver. It seems like in the Big 12, but it seemed to me like a game, win or lose, that this Iowa State team will look back on perhaps in a moment when they're in the NCAA tournament and go, we got to be better at this or a little better here, because I remember that Baylor game, and that, you know, that was two teams playing pretty top shelf basketball, and these were the things that made the difference.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Iowa State's going to be, TJ has said, you know, you can play well and lose in this league, and certainly Iowa State did. They played well and lost, you know, and that's okay. I mean, they're still in a pretty good spot. They had won three straight coming into that game. I think they're playing high-level basketball, but you're exactly right, Cole. I mean, the level of intensity in these arenas, that it's just incredible. It's so hard to describe unless you're there, but just how intense it is, because everybody is so desperate to protect their home floor in this race. And so whether it's in Hilton Coliseum with Iowa State having that kind of urgency, or not in these other arenas with the opponent having that same sense of urgency and full houses everywhere you go, it's really tough, you know. And you can play well in this league and get beat, you know. And I look at Baylor, which came into that game, you know, they had righted the ship with the win against UCF. But before that, they had lost three games in a row, two of them in overtime, one on a buzzer beater by Tyrese Hunter.
Wow.
And they were playing good basketball. They were just getting beat, and that's the way it is. And so, you know, the dust is going to settle on this thing sooner or later, but, man, the race to get there. And I think, you know, when NCAA tournament time rolls around, these Big 12 teams are going to be really well prepared for the intensity of the NCAA tournament from playing in this conference, and that night in, night out intensity and tension to play well. And I think that it's going to really benefit, I hope it does, Big 12 teams over the long haul.
What is it with coaches getting teed up when they play against Iowa State, John? That's the third straight game that a coach has gotten teed up. Coach Drew ended up getting ejected. Something about the way Iowa State goes about its business, getting under people's skin.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know if that's just a coincidence or if it does have something to do with the Cyclones, but, you know, I think you're seeing coaches that are very fired up, as we just talked about, the intensity in these arenas and the urgency to win. And I don't know what Coach Drew said or did, and, you know, I wasn't close enough to be able to hear it. But obviously he did something, you know, and it's a tough deal for him. I was really surprised when the assistant coach then turned around and got one, too, after Coach Drew got tossed. You know, three technicals certainly helped Iowa State in that 20-0 run. But, you know, Jerome Tang gets one. Bill Self, you know, when he gets one, I almost always feel like he's trying to get it. And he probably was. But, it's just strange. I do think it has something to do with just the level of intensity of these games and how hard-fought they are, and these coaches get into it, too, and they're firing. And, you know, these officials, they're getting it all from all sides. You know, they're getting it from the fans. They're getting it from the coaches. They're hearing it all the way through. And so, you know, they're involved in the intensity of these games, too, and they try to separate themselves from that, but I would think that'd be pretty hard to do.
As much as we've talked about the intensity of these games, the dramatics, everything that you know plays itself out on a regular basis, John, it makes me think to circle back to Keyshawn Gilbert with a game high 25 points in this narrow loss to Baylor, because I think back as well to talking about Keyshawn during the non-conference, and as a newcomer on this roster, there was a lot of confidence, understandably so, that he was going to be a really big contributor for this team. And for the most part, played really, really well during non-conference. Had a few games that I'm sure he'd like to have back. But it seems as if the lights have gotten brighter and, you know, the atmospheres have gotten more intense. The Keyshawn Gilbert's game has risen along with that.
Well, he's playing great basketball right now. In the last four games, he's averaged about 19 points and 7 rebounds a game. And then on top of that, he's hit 10 of 20 from three in that stretch, which you know, that's something that he did well at UNLV last year, shot the three at about a 38% clip. He hadn't shot it very well at Iowa State, but if he can add that shot to his repertoire, I mean, with his ability to get to the basket and get to the free throw line, if he's knocking out threes too, he's really tough to guard. And he's hard to guard to begin with, but he's a guy who's playing at an elite level offensively and also defensively. He leads the team in charges drawn with 12. He's a great on-ball defender. You know, you hear a lot about the transfers around the Big 12, and rightfully so. There's some tremendous ones, including Max Asemus at Texas and Hunter Dickinson at Kansas. But, you know, Keyshawn's impact on Iowa State in his first year in the program has been every bit as big. And you look at how he closed the game against Kansas, making those big shots down the stretch of that one, how he closed the game against TCU. He was terrific down the stretch in that road win. He is just playing at a super, super high level right now, and it's exciting because he's got another year left in a Cyclone uniform. So really a great pickup for T.J. Alsterberger. It was a guy he recruited, and he had committed to T.J. when he was at UNLV, so there's a lot of familiarity there, but he has come right in and seamlessly become one of the best players in the Big 12 Conference.
Yeah, he's really been a treat to watch, especially lately. A couple more minutes here with John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice. Follow him on X at JW Cyclones TV. The Cyclones return to action once again in the state of Texas, taking on the Longhorns tomorrow night, 6 o'clock pregame here on the Fan, over on Cruising KCFI, and a 7 o'clock tip. John, these Longhorns, 4-5 in the Big 12, kind of one of those victims of just how closely contested it is night in and night out in conference play. Still a really good team. You look at Ken Pom, you look at the net rankings, that'll tell you everything that you need to know. So how will Rodney Terry's Longhorns challenge Iowa State the most tomorrow night?
Well, I think their athleticism is really hard to match up with. You know, Dylan Mitchell is an elite athlete, a freak athlete. And Kendall Weaver, who's now a starter, he just started the last game at TCU, which they won. Really, really aggressive, active, athletic guard who will get up in your face defensively and can make great hustle plays. And so I think their athleticism comes to the top of the table, but they have also a lot of different guys who on a given night can beat you. You know, Dylan Dessou is having a great season now that he's healthy. Missed the first 9 games, but he's back and can shoot the three and can do a little bit of everything. Max Asemus, one of the all-time leading scorers in the history of college basketball, having a tremendous year and averaging about 19 a game in conference play. And then Tyrese Hunter's really good. All these guys are capable of going off on a given night and being the guy that beats you. And it's hard to just focus on one or the other. So I think those are some of the challenges. I thought they played their best basketball probably of the season last week. And they, you know, as we've talked about, in the Big 12, what do? They go 1-1.
Yeah.
In those two games. But they took Houston to overtime, you know, in Austin. A great game. I thought they played really, really well that game. And then they go to TCU, which is a hard place to win, and they go win that road game and win it by double digits. And so I thought they played their best basketball last week. They're on a good roll coming into this one, and they need to be because they're a team that still has some work to do to get in the NCAA tournament. I think they'll make it, but they certainly have a real sense of urgency about them. They've struggled to protect the home floor, unlike most teams in the league. They've won 3 on the road, which is so hard to do, but they haven't been able to win their home games like a lot of teams have. And so, you know, this is a tough place to play. The Moody Center will be 11,000. The fans are right on top of you. Student section's right behind the bench. It's going to be a tough environment. But I think Iowa State's really up to this. I went to practice today, and they were really active and locked in, and I think they're going to be really up to this because we look at their last road trip where they went out and lost to BYU and then came back and got the win at TCU, and I kind of look at this in a similar vein that, you know, they lost a tough one to Baylor, but this is a team that typically bounces back and kind of circles the wagons well in that minute, and I think here's an opportunity to say, hey, go get a win at Texas, something Iowa State's only done once in their history.
Wow.
Split these two road games and then get back to Hilton Coliseum. If they could do that, it would be tremendous for the long-term outlook of their season.
Yeah.
And I think they're capable of it. I think they'll come out and play really well at the start of the game tomorrow night. You're going to have to play the full 40 minutes. You're going to have to sustain it. I think this is a game where Iowa State might be able to jump on them early, get a lead, but then can you keep playing with that lead? Can you keep fighting off the runs of this Texas team? Because they're talented, and they do a lot of things well, and they blew out Iowa State down here each of the last 2 years, so Iowa State's going to have to really rise to the occasion to get a big win on the road tomorrow night.
Yeah, just such a tough swing down there in the Lone Star State. We'll look forward to your call tomorrow night. As far as tonight is concerned, John, as I mentioned, the Cyclone Coaches Corner from 6:30 to 8 here on The Fan. What's on the itinerary?
Yeah, because I'm in Texas with the men's basketball team, I didn't host the show today, and Eric's down here too, so we had Rod Bodholt and Jeff Crummer host the show, and they were joined by Bill Fenley, whose team has a huge couple of games coming up against Oklahoma and Kansas State, the top two teams in the Big 12, both at home. Those are their next two games starting Saturday. So he was the first guest, and then Ryan Harklaw came in to talk Cyclone football, and a lot of stuff going on with Cyclone football, and Hark does a great job of breaking all that down. Mm-hmm. So it should be a really fun show. I can't wait to listen to it tonight.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it as well. John, as always, thanks so much. Safe travels back home from Texas, and hopefully you'll be able to bring a win with you as well. Take care.
All right, thanks, Cole.
John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice, kind enough to join us as always on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. Give him a follow on X at JW Cyclones TV. Yeah, man, what a game. Tough loss for the Cyclones in such a tightly contested Big 12. And, man, they got their work cut out for them, like John laid out there, tomorrow night at Texas. But a win they could really use if they want to stay at the front, toward the front of this Big 12 race that is wide, wide open. All right, let's take this next time out. We'll get your Radio Iowa Sports during this break, and we'll pay off the VSiN Action update as well during this break, too. So that's coming up during the timeout. On the other side, audio from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, Drake coach Darren DeVries, TJ Otzelberger, and also, time permits, we'll get to some audio from 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy and tight end George Kittle. That's all next right here on a Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell will be at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas Sunday when former Cyclone quarterback Brock Purdy leads the San Francisco 49ers against the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 58. Purdy became the ISU starter as a freshman and led the Cyclones to four bowl games, a trip to the Big 12 championship contest, and a Fiesta Bowl win. Campbell was asked if he'll get a chance to see his former quarterback.
We got to go to the Packers game 2 weeks ago and see him and Anthony and spend a lot of time with Brock's family and Brock, but this isn't about me. It's really all about what he's done and what he's accomplished. And you know, the great joy for us is to be there and support him, but it's been really fun to watch and really fun for all of us to see what he's been able to do.
To basketball, the Cyclone men are down two spots to 14th in the latest AP basketball poll. They'll be at Texas tomorrow night. The Iowa Hawkeye women are up to second in the latest AP survey. This is Radio Iowa.
Shop great deals on powerful tools and more at Fleet Farm. We've got more than 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories that will have you ready for any DIY project. This week, buy an M18 battery system starter kit and get a free M18 brushless cutoff grinder. Plus, bring the kids along for a special bird suet heart crafting activity, Saturday, February 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save on tools built to last and create family memories that will last even longer at Fleet Farm.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024, in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
I'm Natalie Clapp of Families First Counseling Services. Are you facing the ups and downs of family life? Don't go at it alone. Families First Counseling Services is your ally. Our caring professionals guide you every step of the way, fostering unity and growth. At Families First, we understand the challenges of day-to-day life, and we're dedicated to partnering with you for a brighter tomorrow. Visit us at families-first.net to see how our therapists and behavioral health specialists can help. Remember, at Families First, we care because your family comes first.
The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls, super fast and super good. The Shirt Shack can put your business's logo on t-shirts, polos, quarter zips, sweatshirts, hats, and more. They're also the number one place to go to get your team shirts from youth to high school sports. And get it fast. Turnaround's generally just 3 to 5 business days after approval. Take a look at everything they have to offer at ShirtShackIA.com. The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
3 air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and 4 juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Super Bowl 58 coming up on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. 49ers are the 2-point favorite, 47.5 the total. Head-to-head passing prop bet on the board. Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, first quarterback to reach 100 yards passing. Mahomes a favorite, -120, Purdy -105. Rushing yard prop bet for Isaiah Pacheco, over under 67.5 yards. First touchdown, 6-1. Anytime touchdown, -130. For Christian McCaffrey of the 49ers, 89.5 yards. First touchdown, +340. Anytime touchdown, -225. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert weekday afternoons from 5 till 6, right here on 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Hey, folks, no big game celebration is complete without a game of squares. So Circus Sports now offers Circus Squares bets. With Circus Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1, a max payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Join me, download the Circa Sports Iowa app, and place your Circa Squares bets today. And for more information, you can always visit circasports.com. All right, I was at McLeod Center Saturday, and little did I know, and going to cover Ben Jacobson's Panther men's basketball team, that I would be witness to the worst loss, home loss, I should say, of the 18 years of Ben Jacobson's tenure. Yes, that's how ugly it got, as Murray State put it on UNI, 71-43. So, Coach Jake, his usual Monday availability earlier, and I started by saying, hey, is it any easier to explain what happened on Saturday in that loss to Murray State after watching the film and having some time here to digest and reflect, Coach Jake?
I don't know. Not because I didn't watch it, of course. I went through it, and the guys went through it. It was strange in probably a couple of ways, but the biggest one was, you know, it was 13-13 with 12 minutes left, or 12 minutes gone. At the 8-minute mark of the first half, I think it was 13-13. So both teams had an opportunity to play better and get ahead by that point. Right, that's a long time into the game for it to be 13-13. We certainly had some chances. We turned it over too much. There was a stretch we had either 4 or 5 turnovers in a row. Our defense was good enough in that first 12 minutes. you know, we play a little better offensively, and maybe you're ahead 20-13 instead of tied 13-13. And then the other part was just it turned or flipped pretty quickly. You know, the last 5 minutes of the first half, and then we gave it a shot the first 5 minutes of the second half, Cole. But we took a couple quick shots the last 5 minutes of the first half. You know, when things got a little bit harder, when we struggled a little bit there to play a little bit better. Took a couple quick shots, didn't have great possessions, but no, it was a weird game. Murray obviously played very well, and when we had our chance in the first, like I said, when we had our chance in the first 12 minutes to be ahead, to get ahead, we didn't take advantage of it, and that ended up costing us.
I also think Coach Jacobson had more taps to the podium in that clip than his team scored points on Saturday, but that's neither here nor there. Despite Saturday's loss, making the wrong kind of history, Coach Jake says that him and his team are keeping the right perspective.
One of the things that I've talked about, I think my entire coaching career, is that the games all count for one. So whether it's a game like Saturday that feels like it could count for five, but it counts for one. And that's something we've been really consistent with. I just don't get caught up in one game being more important than another one. Now, the response, maybe the second part of your question or part of your question, right? You need to come back and play better, right? Because the one on Wednesday counts for one also, right? So we need to come back and play a better basketball game, right? And where, to dig into it maybe a little bit for you, fundamentally guarding the basketball, got refused on a couple ball screens. Our defensive rebounding has not been as good in the last three games. I think each of the last three games, our defensive rebounding percentage is just under 70%. That's been an area that we've been really, really good, like top 15 in the country good. And in the last three games, we haven't rebounded the basketball at the defensive end of the floor. So you're in a close game at Drake, right? And it is the things I just mentioned, right? It's the fundamental things, whether, it's passing, cutting, defensive rebounding, guarding the basketball, getting refused on a ball screen. Like, that's what costs you a close game, right?
And I also asked Coach Jacobson, this was not my question, but Coach Jacobson was asked, I asked him a question similar to this when he was on the show last week, but Coach Jake was asked whether there's been an offensive philosophy change, given the fact that the Panthers, get this, are on pace for a 10-year low in attempted three-point shots. Coach Jake, any change?
No change in terms of philosophy. No change in terms of our thought process, the importance of the three-point shot. No change in terms of roster. Titan doesn't shoot very many of them, and Huddy doesn't shoot very many of them. Right? So you've got, from a roster standpoint, James shot a fair amount of them. Right? He didn't shoot a boatload of them, but he shot a fair amount of them at that center spot last year for us. Until Kyle comes in the game for us right now with this roster, we don't have as much shooting at the power forward center position is what we've had in some years. You go back 2 years, 2022, when Trey is playing that power forward spot, and he's shooting a lot of them, right? So a little bit with the roster up front with Ty, Cole, Huddy. Philosophy, no change. And then there are teams in our league, and there are teams more and more that stand right next to shooters. That's not brand new this year. But I think slowly there are more teams. There's always been three or four teams in our league that are going to stand right next to your shooters, and you're going to have to play and shoot two-point shots and play kind of two-on-two, and you're going to have to manufacture things that way. But it feels like, another team that wasn't doing it last year, maybe doing it this year. And that was the same a year ago. So maybe now there's five, six teams that really stand next to your shooters. So that plays a part in it. Because if teams are going to stand right next to your three-point shooters, you've got to find your points other places. And this team had a stretch where we made eight or more threes. And you guys can maybe help me on this. But we made eight or more threes, like six consecutive games. Or there's a number in there somewhere where maybe Joel can find it for you, right? So this team has shown the ability to. Missouri State's going to stand pretty close to the shooters. They're going to make it challenging. Another one of our teams that makes it hard to get, just from an attempt standpoint, right? Get enough attempts to to make 8, 9, 10 of them. So there'll be some challenges with that coming up here on Wednesday.
The latest from Coach Jake and the Panthers. UNI returns to action Wednesday night at home against Missouri State. 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 pregame start on 93.5 The Mix. Meanwhile, Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries says his team is focused on what is ahead and not what could have been. The Bulldogs' Missouri Valley regular season title hopes took a big hit on Saturday with a loss at league leader Indiana State, and the Bulldogs begin the week with a 9-3 record in conference play, 18-5 overall.
You know, obviously disappointed that we've had a couple of close losses, and you always those are the ones that are hardest sometimes to you just want to have a possession back or this back or maybe do this a little different, but in this business, in this you better look forward very quickly, because otherwise it can catch up to you. You can't spend much time looking backwards.
The Bulldogs next play host to Southern Illinois on Wednesday night.
Everything's about what do we need to do to get ready for Southern Illinois on Wednesday, and like I said, I think you got to stay pretty intently focused on the task at hand, for every game.
And now a little audio from Iowa State coach T.J. Altzberger. We talked about the Cyclones' tough loss at Baylor on Saturday in the previous segment with play-by-play voice John Walters. And Coach Altzberger said after that game, he was really proud about how his Cyclones never gave up in a game in which they were down big. They needed a 20-0 run to get back in this one. Here's Coach Otts.
Yeah, they showed a lot of resiliency in how they fought back. You know, we were a little bit stagnant offensively, didn't finish plays early. Felt like at the rim we had some looks, didn't finish. And then, our confidence offensively wasn't where it needed to be. Thought Keyshawn, making the three right before the half gave us a little bit of a boost coming out the second half, and did an unbelievable job fighting back competitively. A few things down the stretch late, feel like, execution on a few things that we could have been a little bit better in terms of, finding a way to finish.
And Milan Momcilovic, the outstanding freshman who's banked in three at the buzzer, was overturned after review and gave that win to Baylor. His thoughts on another intense Big 12 game.
Yeah, I mean, every game it's a battle with every Big 12 team. I mean, Baylor team, give credit to them. They played well today. They knocked down a lot of threes, well coached, but almost had that one very close. But, I mean, that was a crazy game.
Momcilovic's confidence not shaken whatsoever. He feels this Cyclone team can still win the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, top of the standings. We beat two of the best teams. Obviously, lost here on the road. Versus another really good team, but we got another opportunity Tuesday versus Texas at Texas, big game, and then TCU. So, I mean, it just keeps coming at us, and we just get to keep proving ourselves.
All right, the latest on Cyclone men's basketball. We now change from basketball to football. It's Super Bowl week, of course. Two former Iowa College stars, a big part of the San Francisco 49ers, which, of course, take on the Kansas City Chiefs in Las Vegas Sunday. Less than 2 years after being the final pick in the NFL draft, former Iowa State star Brock Purdy is quarterbacking the 49ers and will try to give them their first Super Bowl victory since 1995.
I've never been the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, or any of that. I feel like I've always sort of had to fight for what I get and work for what I get. But God's always given me an opportunity, whether that was in high school, college, and then obviously in the NFL. Getting drafted last, people, overlook you and all that kind of stuff. And then all you need is an opportunity and when watching, see what he does. I put my faith and trust in him, and he's gotten me where I'm at.
Amen. Standing in the way of Purdy and Kittle and the rest of the 49ers, quarterback Patrick Mahomes and the defending champion Chiefs, who beat the 49ers 31-20 4 years ago in the Super Bowl.
They're winners. They've proven that over however many years he's been there. So for us to be able to go back and play them is going to be sweet. It's going to be special for all of us. And, I wasn't here, obviously, in 19, but from just like you could just tell the guys that have been here, like if anybody, it'd be special for them to play these guys. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
And here's Brock Purdy on the 49ers, having rallied to win playoff games over Green Bay and Detroit in that NFC Championship game.
I mean, it's just the character, man. The love, the brotherhood, it's real. It's the NFL. I guess you could say it's a business, but, guys care about each other in this locker room and what we've been through. And we got a core group of guys that have been here for the last couple of years and the standard and culture that they've built. And then the guys that Kyle and John brings in, like everyone fits that mold.
Meanwhile, former Iowa star and 49ers tight end George Kittle says it's going to require a better start for the Niners than they had in those two playoff wins Purdy was just talking about.
I don't know if there's things we have to fix, but there's things we have to lock down, tighten up, refocus on. And I think it just kind of throws some gas on the fire of a sense of urgency and like, hey, guys, we're almost out of this two different times. And luckily, we're a good enough team with good enough coaches that we're able to come back and get those wins. But let's try not to do that again.
And Kittle, as you might imagine, adds that rallying against the Chiefs, that's not going to be an easy task if it comes to that.
You know, you never want to give Patrick Mahomes the lead. He's a fantastic football player. One of the probably is going to go down one of the best to ever do it. Him and Travis have, what, 18, 19 touchdowns in the playoffs? Like, they know how to win big games. They've won it twice. Like, so, no, would that be good for us? Probably not.
And finally, Kittle adds, always so candid, adds that Brock Purdy's mobility is a big part of what's taken San Fran's offense to another level.
He does a really good job of avoiding contact. He dives into areas. He could slide once in a while, probably get a 15-yard penalty, you know. But he's a tough kid, a lot of grit to him. And he understands that, like, when he's playing at a high level, when he needs to play at a high level, everyone around him is better.
All right, there we have it. Got to take this final time out. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary during the break. We come back, wrap up the show right after that.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. What happens in Vegas will decide Super Bowl 58. Both the Chiefs and Niners arrived safely in Las Vegas Sunday night after a week of practice at home. You can hear from all the stars on both teams live Monday on Super Bowl opening night at 8 Eastern on NFL Network and NFL Plus. The Chiefs could be getting reinforcements for the Super Bowl after designating Jerick McKinnon to return from injured reserve. The versatile back has missed 6 games with a groin injury. And who knew Bill Belichick wore his heart on his cutoff sleeve? The 6-time Super Bowl winning head coach penned an emotional full-page ad in Sunday's Boston Globe, thanking Patriot fans for their 24 years of support, adding, quote, "Numerous times you overtook opposing stadiums and were the last fan standing. I loved coaching here. Thank you all." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After Sean McVay famously turned around the LA Rams as the youngest head coach in NFL history, offensive coaches have become all the rage throughout the yearly head coaching cycle. Well, that's mostly due to the effect a brilliant coordinator can have on a young quarterback. Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan are two perfect examples of that, but we have to be careful not to overlook the impact of great defensive minds. Despite a unique offensive scheme, the Niners and Chiefs both rank inside the top 5 in scoring defense this year. And when you look at the teams who have won the Super Bowl over the last decade, 8 of those teams have had a defense ranked inside the top 10 in scoring. A dominant defense keeps you in every game and consistently provides offenses the luxury of a short field. That can cover up plenty of mistakes throughout the season. So while chasing the next great young offensive mind may sound great in today's high-scoring, pass-happy NFL, one thing remains true. Defense still wins championships. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. It's a new year and you need some new meat, guys. Don't just go to the meat aisle and buy whatever you used to and slap it on the grill and think it's good, because it's not. Ditch the mystery meat in the store. You know, most of the meat that we get here in the United States is imported. Not with Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat and seafood from local farms and ranches and delivers right to your door. Steakhouse quality. Grass-fed beef that you bought maybe in 2023, over 85% of that imported from outside the United States. Head to goodranchers.com. Use the promo code Patrick. Get some new American meat this year. Subscribe and get free chicken for a year. That's a $189 value, plus a bonus $20 off your first order. All you have to do is use the promo code Patrick. So Get started. Make sure you go to goodranchers.com. Use the promo code Patrick for $20 off and free chicken for a year. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Office in downtown Des Moines. Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's attorneys. 515-518-ALL-ZEROS. CordellCordell.com.
Now, back to more Cole & Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650 The Fan.
Back for a final time on this Monday. Got to thank Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice John Walters for joining today's show. Cyclone Coaches Corner coming up with Bill Finley tonight. And then, as John said, Ryan Harklaw going to join and talk Iowa State football. So look forward to that show coming up 6:30 to 8 tonight. Right afterwards, we'll join coverage of a Big 12 men's basketball showdown. Number 4, Kansas, playing at rival Kansas State. We'll join that just before tip-off at 8 after the coaches show. So enjoy your night, everybody. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson between 6 and 8 tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.